Let us pray. Sanctify us, Lord, by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. We've had 2 weeks of school so far. Hopefully you're getting a better handle on how to profit from, how to succeed in the classroom. It does depend on your active involvement, participating in the classes, doing all the assignments, committing to memory the important information. We teachers want you students to be active, not passive, in the educational process. But more importantly, so does your Lord and Savior. Well, that being said, let's recognize another principle at work in your Christian education. When you acquire biblical knowledge and spiritual wisdom, it's always a blessing that God works in you by what He gives you through His power and grace at work. Yes, you're actively involved with it, no doubt, as you pay attention and listen with your ears, as you read the Bible and think about the expressed truths in those passages. Still, your understanding of His Word and your faith in Christ have never depended on you. This is good news. God will be the key to success in this very important endeavor, as we hear and learn from 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. Of Him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Did you notice the words I tried to emphasize? Wisdom from God. It's a gift with close connections to three other things: righteousness, sanctification, redemption, which I like to think of as a package deal, those four together. And Jesus is the key to it all. When you have Christ by faith in Him, then you have, first of all, the wisdom of His righteousness. Now that's a big word, righteousness, which stands for a very big idea that we can talk about today by considering the opposite, the foolishness of work righteousness. If people in the world are at all sensitive to the prospect of facing God on Judgment Day, they assume it's up to them to pass inspection by doing enough good things to make up for the bad things in their lives. This is a hopeless delusion, of course, which you and I can struggle with at times, thinking that we have to earn God's grace. Now, you have learned wisdom, starting with God's law, telling you that sin is a problem you can't solve. Sin, yours, is a debt you can't pay. Then comes the wisdom from the gospel. Good news. Jesus paid the debt for you and me. Not only that, He lived a perfect life in your place and established His righteousness, His perfect obedience, as your perfect record with God. Just think of it. He did the work, and it transfers to you by God's own decree. It is a complete, ready-made thing, this righteousness that you have, which you now get to trust as your hope on Judgment Day. And even that trust, your faith in Christ, is a gift from God, part of the wisdom package that you have received from Him. When you believe in Christ, or to use Paul's words, when you are in Christ, God sees Christ when He looks at you. God sees you and me as absolute perfection, spotlessness, because the Savior has washed us clean through His blood. That, folks, is the wisdom of having Jesus as your righteousness. And let's not forget the next thing in the list, the wisdom of having Jesus as your sanctification. These are two conditions connected together. Righteousness comes first as a complete and perfect thing for you, freely given. Then sanctification as a work in progress, not a perfect thing, not yet, not in this life. Here's what happens. As we keep circling back to the gospel, the amazing truth of what Jesus did, it has a positive effect on how you think, speak, and act. It has the power of rejuvenation, motivating you and me and all believers to think of ourselves as belonging to God, which is a fact, made real by Him, and also being on the same page as God. When hearing that our sins are forgiven entirely because of Christ, we are actually moved to want and to seek what God wants. As a result of hearing the gospel and receiving the Lord's Supper, we are led more and more to live our lives His way. Now that we could talk about that for a long time. It includes seeking His glory, not our own. Being thankful and content with whatever He gives us. Living lives of love for God and each other, which means doing things for each other that help each other. While at the same time, never compromising what He says is right and true. All of that happening because of Jesus, who is the wisdom of our Christian life, our sanctification. He's also the wisdom of our redemption on the last day. Paul, in our text, probably had in mind what Jesus said in Luke 21. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads because your redemption draws near. In Christ, we know how it turns out in the end. Our wisdom goes beyond wishful thinking. We get to have certainty based on Christ's work and God's promise. We get to think of ourselves even now as in heaven, not because of who we are or anything that we do, but entirely because of what Jesus did in our place and what God has said as His grace. The best part of our time here at Emmanuel is right in front of me on this podium. This truth of Scripture, this heavenly wisdom is the focal point of classes formerly devoted to religion, yes, and other classes too. This wisdom guides us each day in so many ways, even to the point of offering much-needed help in other areas of life, outside the classroom. In this wisdom, God is talking to us personally, loving us out loud, as it were, assuring and forgiving us, while working in us what He wants of us, be it repentance, or a stronger faith, or greater conviction and understanding of doctrinal truth, or a firmer resolve to do the right thing for the right reason. For that reason, I can say, and I hope you'll agree, this will be a great semester and a wonderful school year because we have Jesus front and center. He is our wisdom from God. And so also, our perfect righteousness with God, our growing sanctification to God, and the certain hope of our final redemption by God. Amen. Let us close today's singing of that wisdom and truth, hymn 775, stanzas 3 and 4. Stanzas 3 and 4, hymn 775.